Welcome to another episode of the Truth Mafia podcast. This is your host, Tommy Truthful. And we're going to be talking today about Kate Middleton, the new Ghostbusters that came out, the Frozen Empire, its connection to CERN, Stranger Things. There's so much going on in the world today. And everybody's talking about the Kate Middleton video, but no one's telling you the actual code. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, that is not Kate Middleton. Of course, she is allegedly has cancer, right? But let's break down the code. The elites have a secret language of symbols and numbers. And Kate Middleton, in English ordinal, equals 133, matching false reality, mocking you. That's what they're doing, mocking you. And died in her sleep. And that'll be the next narrative watch, that she has died in her sleep due to this cancer. Now, shout out to True Seeker, because I wouldn't even have seen it if he came over and commented on my YouTube video and I went and looked what he had going on. And he ran it through this AI tester to analyze it. And it says 96% that that video is generated, that image is generated by AI. Now, I use AI all the time as a tool. I use it to spell check, to when I'm writing my blogs, I'll run my blog back through it to make sure there's no imperfections, because I'm not the best writer in the world. I'm a good decoder. But, you know, it can be utilized as a tool. I create images with it. Some of this presentation, you'll see some of the cool images I made with AI. So this is an actual app. What he's using there is showing that it was generated by AI. That's a real thing. Okay, so they're deceiving us. And this video released on 3/22, March 22nd, which is the Skull and Bones Day. Now, that's the same day that the new Ghostbusters came out, on 3/22. This new Ghostbusters, which it was pretty good, guys. It's called Frozen Empire. It released in New York. They always release in New York first. And it released in New York on Pi Day, March 14th, which, by the way, was the day they took my big YouTube channel down, because I had did a video saying that they were going to do tornadoes using HAARP and some major weather rituals. Well, they started on Pi Day, the night of March 14th. That's when they released the article talking about hail coming to Texas. Then Texas gets hit with the worst hail ever. It was so crazy. I actually made a song about it. It's up on truthmafia.com, pinned to the top of my website. It's called Weather Wars in Texas. Go check it out, guys. It'll blow your mind. Actual footage from this event. And then this released to the world on March 22nd, the same day that Kate Middleton comes out with that video, allegedly, right? So that 3/22 day, that's very important. This is the same day the Georgia Guidestones were erected, on March 22nd. And 3/22 is the number of skull and crossbones, known as the Brotherhood of Death. Now, what are they saying Kate has? Cancer, right, guys? That's what they say Kate got, right? Yep, they do. She has a cancer diagnosis. Kate's cancer diagnosis was revealed on a date with primary numerology of 69. 3 + 22 + 20 + 24 = 69. Interesting. Cancer diagnosis is 69 in reduction gematria. And then eclipse in English ordinal, where A is 1, B is 2, C is 3. You usually don't see connections in all the ciphers, but with this breakdown, you do. It blows my mind. There's a connection to Kate Middleton in almost every cipher. It kind of is crazy. So eclipse is 69, and Diana Spencer died 69 months after Freddie Mercury. Remember that? And check this out, guys. Princess Kate Middleton, she was born during an eclipse. Yeah, the 12. And then we had, she was born during the 124th Soros eclipse. And then 12-4 of 21, we had that solar eclipse, right? So her name, Princess of Wales, is 221. And let me show you this. Hold on 1 second. Like 2021 when we had that eclipse in 221. There's so many crazy connections. And it's all what it's tied to is the coming of the Antichrist. Yes, it's Prince William. I've been telling you that. We've been seeing it in all of our decodes. Prince William will become king soon. It's in so many of the decodes. He is the Antichrist. Don't listen to all these other people out here telling you it's this person and that person, which I respect everyone's opinion. I just am almost 1,000% sure it's Prince William. But hey, that's just my opinion, right? And I'm basing my opinion on the math. I'm not biased. I just let the numbers lead me. I don't have a biased opinion. I could care one way or another. I have no political connections. I have no religious affiliations. I don't believe in organized religion, although I do believe the creator. Kate Middleton was born on the same date as the total lunar eclipse. So there's a whole eclipse connection. The release of Ghostbusters, Kate Middleton's cancer diagnosis, it's all connected to the eclipse. And what do you know? She was born on an eclipse. She was literally born on a date that we had a solar eclipse in 1982. It was on January 9th and the 10th. And that was Soros cycle 124, 47 of 74. Go figure, guys, that 47. That good old 47 degree Masonic compass. They love that number. Now, there's so many different connections. It's crazy. I'm going to try to walk you guys through all these because it's unreal. I don't know if you guys have seen the new Ghostbusters, but it's pretty good. I highly recommend it. Let me light this blunt real quick, guys, so we can take this ride together. I recommend it. I think it was good. The graphics on it were just phenomenal. And there's definitely a whole alien narrative to the whole thing. The portals opening up, you know, just like in Stranger Things. And yes, Stranger Things has a connection to Ghostbusters because they dressed up as the Ghostbusters in Stranger Things season 2. Remember that? So I wouldn't even have known that for real. I was talking to my brother tonight on the phone, Donut Factory, and he told me that. He's like, yo, you remember when in Stranger Things, they dressed up as Ghostbusters? So this art I made using AI, guys. Look at that. I turned the Slimer into the Mind Flayer. It's pretty crazy artwork, right? And that was in the second season of Stranger Things. It was called Trick or Treat Freak, and it aired on October 27, 2017, which was 26 days after the Las Vegas shooting. So I did a video last night. You'll have to go watch it on my Rumble, Truth Mafia TV, and it was on Ghostbusters in this glass code that I was decoding, and we connected how the fires in Texas, they happened 41 days before this upcoming eclipse. And then the Las Vegas event happened 41 days after the 2017 eclipse. So there's this whole 41 thing going on right now. And 41 days after the April 8th eclipse will take us to May 18th and 19th in that area. So we got to keep that's the, remember that video or that post that was going viral that showed the eclipse and all the towns named Nineveh that it goes through? It's connected to that whole Bible prophecy. And 40 days later, Nineveh is overthrown. So there's a connection there. Whoever made that, they're on to something. Shout out to them. But Let me show you this slide here, because yeah, this decode right here, guys, it blew my mind. It really did. Just how deep it goes. So, okay, that 133 with Kate Middleton, how Kate Middleton equals 133, matching false reality, mocking you, died in her sleep, which, like I said, that'll be the next narrative. They tell you that Kate Middleton died in her sleep. Mark my words. Because they'll just kill off her character on the world stage, right? And say she died in her sleep. It's a total ritual. But in Ghostbusters, how they trap the demon that's opening portals and mind controls all the other ghosts, because it's really not a ghost, it's a demon, straight demon. And there's such a CERN narrative there. They trapped it and bind it using fire and trapped it with fire and brass in the sphere, right? And then that sphere gets opened up, kind of like cracking the veil, cracking the glass, cracking the ice, that whole symbolism. And you notice they have the fire motif going on as we are in the year of the dragon, the wood dragon, the whole fire connection, the Texas fires. There's a major fire motif right now, which ties into the Phoenix. Fire Masters is what they're called in Ghostbusters that bind that entity. Well, Fire Masters is 133. And Dragon Energy is 133. Extinction. Saturninus, which is Saturn. That's Dimension X. That's what they're opening up. Okay? So there's a reason that CERN is built on the Temple of Apollo. And the whole Ghostbusters thing, it's all that portal symbolism. They show it to you on all the covers of it. It's these portals opening up. Now, CERN is named after Cernunnos, the Celtic Lord of Hell. At CERN's headquarters in Geneva, Switzerland, is a statue of Shiva doing the cosmic dance of destruction. Shiva is the Hindu avatar that parallels Nimrod, who built the Tower of Babel. CERN's Hadron Collider rings mirror the spiral of Saturn. In the occult, Saturn is the dark sun, the prison dimension of the fallen angels. It's Dimension X. CERN is designed as a teleportation machine to Saturn, and the secret mission of CERN is to unleash Apollo and his dark angels from the abyss to create this stairway to heaven and take a war to Source, the creator. Well, that's what they think they're going to do. Of course, they're going to lose, right? But I guess they got to try. You know, they kind of got to try. They're definitely going to lose. So I hope they know that. But if you knew you were going to end up somewhere where it's not fun for eternity, I guess you would have to try any way you can. So it opens up Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire. And the first thing it shows you guys on the screen is this, which it says, some say the world will end in fire. Some say in ice. From what I've tasted of desire, I hold with those who favor fire. But if had to perish twice, I think I know enough of hate to say that for destruction, ice is also great and would suffice. And that's by Robert Frost, the whole Frost. There's a connection to the ice and the glass. So in the new The Gentleman, it's a Netflix series. The main character in that, her name is Susie Glass. And then there's a new, another new movie out that just released with the whole glass connection where he goes down to Florida in the Keys, and it's at the Glass Keys, Florida. I forget the name of that movie. Patrick Swayze was in the original one. It just came out where he's a bouncer at the bar and he's in this, he's like an ex-UFC fighter. I don't know why I can't remember it, but it'll come to me in a minute. There's a glass motif in that series, that new movie too, which is terrible, I might add. Conor McGregor's in it, and it's nothing. Roadhouse, guys. Roadhouse. That's where he goes in Roadhouse to glass keys. So the glass, the ice motif in all this, why we keep seeing it over and over again, is because it's the cracking of the veil, the cracking of the ice, opening that interdimensional gateway, which all the eclipses are connected to it, cracking the veil. Remember the one we had October 14th of 2023? That one and the one coming up on 4-8, that made an X right over Texas, which is why Texas is getting hit with all these weather weapons and everything taking place down there. But in this cipher, Robert Frost equals 156, guys, which is casting a spell. Casting spells is 156. Eclipse of the Sun, 156. Pfizer Biotech, 156. There's a connection to Pfizer Biotech with Kate Middleton as well. Now, the 156 prime number is 9/11. So you have that whole connection there too. And demonic entities is 156, which is what is being released in this film. Now, you wouldn't know because it's all ice, but there's something weird going on. I don't fully understand it. I'm not one to pretend like I know everything. If I don't know something, I'll tell you guys. Like, I'm still trying to figure this out. But I've been trying to figure it out for a minute now, ever since Game of Thrones. Remember the fire and ice with Game of Thrones? That same, so you had the Ice King, or the Death King, whatever his name was. He had the dragon that had the blue eyes and sprayed the ice, the plasma looking blue fire. And then you had the normal dragon. You have that same thing going on in the new Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. There's a girl at the park. She's a ghost. She burned up in this apartment fire, and she's covered in this blue flame, which she's trying to sell out the Ghostbusters for the entity that's trapped in that sphere. There's a blue plasma-looking fire dragon. It's called the Hell's Kitchen Sewer Dragon. And, I mean, you know, they just can't help themselves. We're in the year of the dragon, so they got to. Remember, they came out with the new direct energy weapon called Dragon Fire. And you know what I think, guys. It's going to get real with these directed energy weapons. Now, demonic entity is 156. Fire of the gods is 156. And the fire masters, they had the fire of the gods. Hawaiian wildfires is 156, where they, I'm just telling you my opinion. I believe they used that dragon fire on Hawaii. I don't believe that happened naturally. And if you do, you know, I feel bad for you. We also had the event happen in Chile that no one talks about. I was the first one to leak that story. And at the time I did it, people thought it was fake because it wasn't on no media outlets. But then they had my video went viral, so they had to start talking about it. You know, when they got a video on an alternative media platform that hits 500,000 views, how are you not going to talk about it? You know, people know about it. So they started talking about it. But the narrative was very vague, what they would say. And there was a whole connection to the leader of Chile dying in the helicopter. And there was a lot of weird stuff going on with that whole thing. And who knows? He probably said no to their smart cities and they blazed him. Because if you were going to roll out these smart cities, what's cheaper, guys? To pay people to tear down cities, and then you got to get people to sell their property, sell their homes, talk them into moving into these 15-minute cities, or just burn everything down. You know what I'm saying? And call it a day. They don't care. So look at this. We see the connection to demonic entities, fires of the god, Hawaiian wildfires. And let's not forget, this is the first thing they show you in the new Ghostbusters series. The first thing that comes on the screen in the first couple seconds is this, Robert Frost's name. Nobody's going to even catch that. You know, you guys will because you decode, but most of these people out here, they have no clue. And that's connected to the Hawaii wildfires. And if you run that date from the Hawaii wildfires until the release of Ghostbusters on 3/22, it's 32 weeks and 3 days. It was almost 3/22, but they did it 32 weeks and 3 days for a reason, because Ghostbusters Frozen Empire equals 3/23. 32 weeks and 3 days is 3/23. So they released these movies on certain ley lines, certain energy points around the globe, making sure the numbers line up. Some, you know, they'll release it in New York on March 14th, Pi Day. They have their reasons behind that. And then worldwide on March 22nd, it's all about energy and the harvesting of energy. Remember, when you're watching a movie, you're putting your life force, your soul energy into that movie. So it's part of manifestation magic when they're building on a major event. A perfect example of this was 9/11, the Twin Towers, right? And cancer diagnose equals 846, guys. And Sumerian connected to Kate Middleton. Well, Prince William is 846 in standard, and this is a major number. The Twin Towers, the first plane hit at 8:46 a.m. on 9/11. The first person to be vaccinated in the United States, Sandra Lindsay, her name equals 8:46. George Floyd's event, that took place for 8 minutes and 46 seconds until they changed it. Yeah, they changed it. They went into court and changed the time from 8:46 to 9:29, which was so bizarre. Like, it was 8:46 for the whole first year. Then they go in, they change it, and you're wondering, why'd they change it to 9:29? Well, because there's 929 chapters in the original Bible, and 9:29 is also connected to CERN. So this number is the number of the Devil Comet, 9:29, which you're going to be able to see during the eclipse, this Devil Comet with these devil horns. The main character in Ghostbusters have the devil horns. It's all part of symbolism, my brothers and sisters. You see the connection to the 846. Do you think that's on an accident? No. Now, there is an organic source code going on, but just like I know how to hack the matrix and shift the energy, you better believe the elites know how to do it too. So tribulation is 846, October 11th, the day we keep seeing over and over and over again in all of our decodes, which I would definitely mark that on your calendar. October 11th of 2024, they are going to do something on the world stage. Probably won't be an end of days type event, but maybe a stage shooting or, you know, one of their psyops they'll do on that day. Mark my words, write it down. October 11th being 8:46, well, that's exactly 187 days after the eclipse. So the 3 days you should mark down is May 19th, May 18th, and October 11th. Them are prime days for staged psyops. That's what I'm saying. Them are prime days for these stage type events, guys. They sure are. But yeah, you know, I mean, they really think that me and you are dumb. They do. And Kate Middleton, when she released that family on 3/22, she was exactly 2,202 weeks old. See, 2,202 weeks old right there. Well, 2/22, in numerology, you drop the zero because it's no value. So you really have 2/22 there. That's the order out of chaos number. Pfizer Biotech is 2/22. Which, guess what? Stranger Things Season 2 equals 2022 in Sumerian. And Eclipse is 2/22 in Standard. And that episode where they dressed up as the Ghostbusters was from Season 2. Right? And what's Stranger Things all about? Opening up portals. Interdimensional gateways. I mean, that's really what it is. They're trying to open up these portals, shattering the glass, shattering the ice to release these demons, man. the devil, the demon, archons, call them what you want. You know, it really doesn't matter what you call them. They're demonic in nature. And this image right here is right off the cover. That's the sewer dragon, that thing right there, guys. And look up there. There's a portal opening up over top of the building right there. So we have that same connection with Stranger Things. All that portals opening up, demons coming out. It's the same thing. Just like the last Hellboy they made. You guys should watch that. The last Hellboy they came out with. I think they released it 2019, if I'm not mistaken. And I didn't like any of the Hellboys, but the last one was phenomenal. Phenomenal. It's about this brother and sister god that are trying to open up these portals. And they are, the one is a giant Nephilim. So if you get a chance, check that out too. The last Hellboy. But, and into the movie Ghostbusters at 3 minutes and 11 seconds in, guys, is where you see the first one eye symbolism. This dude's frozen solid. Now, the frozen motif we also seen in the new True Detective season 4. Remember, everybody was frozen solid together? And that has to do with the plasma apocalypse, pole shift, the Phoenix phenomenon. They say during this event that the poles will shift. Well, even if you believe in flat earth, there's energy fields, right? So the positive energy field and the negative energy field are going to shift and change places. So the North Pole is going to change and people will freeze instantaneously, just like on Geostorm. Now, there could be a chance that they're doing all this. They're going to blame it on some Nibiru. And really, it's them using harp and weather control, some fallen angelic technology to cause all this to happen, which you guys know me. I lean more towards that way, but I keep an open mind to everything. So at 3 minutes and 11 seconds in, we see the one eye symbolism for the first time. Well, 3:11 was when they declared the pandemic on March 11th of 2020. Now, if you trace from March 11th of 2020 until this released on a worldwide on March 22nd of 2024, that is 4 years and 11 days. 4:11, that is a number connected to the rapture, missing people. And I don't even believe in organized religion, but you can't deny what's there. Missing people, the rapture, which the alien agenda, I keep seeing it being connected to the rapture and missing people. That's very weird. Maybe they're going to blame that on that, but I see it in all the decodes. It's so bizarre. And remember the national parks missing 411? All these people go missing in the national parks. So that's a big number tied into missing people. And then you have in the 311 cipher, let's cover that first. Prince William will be king soon. 311. That's what the whole Kate Middleton thing's all about. It's a major ritual for the coming of this Antichrist figure, which, you know, is Prince William. The angel of the bottomless pit, 311. We also had Fukushima on 311. CERN, built on the Temple of Apollo, known as Apolliseum, where the actual Temple of Apollo was. Apollo, the destroyer, Shiva, Horus, and Revelations 9:11, and they had a king over them, the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue, his name is Apollyon. And then in that 4:11 cipher, in Latin, which is also known as Hebrew or Jewish, I told you guys, they got it in every cipher. I just wanted to show you that. Dark matter is 411. Demons are real is 411. The flaming ones is 411. That's got a double meaning to it, but you know. The fire entities rising from the pit is what we're speaking of here. Now, that I can't tell you how close we are to them actually doing this event, guys, but I will tell you this. The eclipses play a major role in unlocking the gates of hell It does. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. They say all the planets align in a perfect line, and you can see them all from Israel, the Holy Land. Now, regarding if planets are real or not, you got to look at it from a magic perspective. It's a sigil. They're charging it with energy, so it makes it real, regardless if you believe. They don't care if you believe in it. You know what I mean? It makes it real. And me personally, I believe in simulation. So I don't argue over flat earth or if it's not, if it's real or it's not real. That's not my arena. There, now, the Twin Towers and 9/11, that was the first major Phoenix event in the first original 13 colonies. The two towers fell, the One World Trade Center is erected, which represented the two strands of DNA falling, the third strand of DNA rising, coming into the whole beast system. Then the next major Phoenix event will be on the West Coast. And there's this thing called the Galactic Center. It's known as the Golden Gates, right? That represented on 9/11, on the East Coast represented the Silver Gates, which is what man reincarnates through. And then on the, and I'm just talking occultically, I don't care if you believe in reincarnation, that's what it says, the esoteric connection to it. And then on the West Coast, you have the Golden Gates, which is known as the Galactic Center, and it represents the portal from heaven to earth. They say the Messiah comes back through this, right? And they'll destroy, and then there's the Golden Gates in Jerusalem. They'll destroy the Golden Gates for what it symbolizes. And that will be the rise of Osiris. But we won't see the Antichrist emerge just yet. Them two unions, the destruction of 9/11, that represented the moon in Isis. The destruction of the Golden Gates represents the sun in Osiris. And the marriage of them two bring forth Horus. On that 88 point where the twin eclipses makes the X over the New Madrid fault line. And that's St. Louis where the arch is. We'll most likely have a major event there as well. That's what will be the birthing of the Antichrist, the rise of this one world leader. And then I think the alien, whole alien agenda is so connected to it. Because that's part of Revelations, where these entities that come, they come and perform miracles and they look like frogs. Remember that Bible verse in Revelations? Well, the entities that look like frogs to me are the freaking gray aliens, right? What they call aliens. And if you look into Aleister Crowley and Jack Parsons, they did this ritual called the Babylon Workings, where they opened up a portal in 1946. The next year, 1947, that's when aliens show up. So they open up this portal. The president went out there, allegedly met with these entities at the Air Force Base. I think it was the one in Ohio he met with them at, if I'm not mistaken. He was supposed to have went on, supposed to have a bad tooth and went to a dentist, but he just disappears. He goes and meets with these entities and makes a deal with them, right? It's supposed to be Eisenhower, but they are fallen angelic beings that they're working with. They're getting reverse engineered technology, life extension technology, all kinds of zero gravity technology. But you can't play with entities like that. These things ain't what you think they are. Even if you don't believe in religion, they're evil. They're interdimensional entities. They're not good. They're not here for the betterment of humanity like a lot of people think. They're here for the detriment of us, right? At least the grays and the reptilian entities definitely are. And we can call them demons. We can call them jinn. We can call them whatever you want. But from that eclipse we had, since there's connections to all the eclipse, the one on October 14th that went over Texas, and there was some biblical connections to that eclipse too, which represented Horus, and it went over the Four Corners area, which is a major portal. You know, there's a whole portal connection, but that was 5 months and 8 days from that eclipse until March 22nd when she did her video and when the Ghostbusters released. So 5 months and 8 days, guys, which is 58. We just had Super Bowl 58, Project Bluebeam's in that 58 cipher. All will be revealed is 58. Conspiracy Theory 58, Book of Enoch 58, where these aliens were talked about. They allegedly took him up to heaven. Controlled Op is 58, as well as Manhattan, New York. And where was Ghostbusters at? Manhattan, New York. In Manhattan, New York. Element 58. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that. Cerium, or however you pronounce it, Element 58. Well, it's used in the film and television industry in carbon arc lightings for studio lighting and projector lights. Now, how will all be revealed if there's an alien invasion on TV? That's how. So you see how deep the coding goes when you use the elements on the periodic table? You know, there's not a lot of decoders out here doing that. Shout out to my brother Logan from Decode Your Reality on YouTube. You know, he really brought that to the game. And he's a member of Truth Mafia. Great guy. He'll be coming on an episode here coming up pretty soon. He's friends with Waters Above, another really good decoder. You know, we got a lot of good decoders in the Truth Mafia. My boy, See Through the Script. Go check him out. His YouTube channel's phenomenal. I mean, I would say we got the best Gematria decoders in the game, period. There's no one doing it like us. And we give credit to people. We don't just steal their work and pretend like it's ours and just, you know, use it. I can't stand people that do that. Like, if you're going to use someone's work, plug them. Give them credit. It's the right thing to do. You see, I used a couple second clip that I found because of Truth Seeker, and I shouted out his channel. You know what I'm saying? That's just the type of person I am. I'm not going to, and for all I know, he has a TikTok, Truth Seeker, and a YouTube channel that you can check out, Truth Seeker. So he does his little thing over on there, you know, go show him some love. I try to support everyone, guys. But there's one more thing I want to cover real quick about Ghostbusters, this part. So at a minute and 47 seconds in, they are going into the building, and that's where they find everybody frozen. Remember the dude that was frozen with the one eye symbolism? Okay, that's when they enter this building in Nueva, New York. However you pronounce that. It's 1904 at the time. And on the building, it says Manhattan Adventure Society. Now, in the movie, it's like a secret society of the upper echelons of New York. And it says the Manhattan Adventure Society is a fictional organization featured in the movie Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire. But what they don't tell you is they stole it from a real society, and it was called the Adventures Club of New York, which really, so that's fictional because they just took the word club and replaced it with society so they could own the rights to it and call it fictional. But the Adventures Club of New York is a very real thing, a men's club founded in New York City in 1912. And that's what I think the Adventure Society is based on, which is key to the movie. But the important part to this scene is it ties into Project Bluebeam because there's a hidden code there. It happens at exactly a minute and 47 seconds into the movie. That's when you should first know, oh, wait a second, a minute and 47 seconds? Well, there's 147 windows in the White House. I know they like to use this number a lot. U.S. military's 147. 888 equals 147. And then Project Bluebeam equals 888 in Sumerian. You also got a 58 connection in another cipher, but in Sumerian, it's 888, which is the biggest cipher connected to the Antichrist, the 888 code. So you see how they go together? The Antichrist and the whole alien thing. It's all one and the same. So I'm thinking, guys, we're going to see some major type of invasion that takes place. And they've been priming us for it, getting us ready with the whole, I think they're going to come through portals. And if you remember the arch, the ball arches that was going up in New York, and they were going up all around the world around 2016, 2017. You guys remember the arches? They make sure you see it numerous times in the movie Ghostbuster. And what happens if they were putting the arches around the world because they're little stargates that are on certain ley lines? So, and this is just a theory of mine. I'm not saying it's true, but what if? And that's what the entities come out of. They're on certain energy points, certain dragon lines around the world on this grid. I don't know, man. It's definitely something to look into. It's definitely very interesting, to say the least. And I hope you guys like the artwork and everything. That was all created by me personally. I try to make this one really good for you guys. I had a lot of information in it. So I really thank you guys for rocking out with me. And don't forget, guys, we got the big sale going on over on truthfultv.com. I was going to stop it on 322 on the day the Ghostbusters came out, but I decided to keep it going because a lot of people are ordering right now. So we're going to go ahead and keep it going until 4/8. I have to stop it on that day, though. And, you know, some of the products over there are up to 30% off. We got Organite Pyramids, which you can put by your Wi-Fi router, blocks all that negative energy you're getting hit with. We got bracelets that are tuned at the same frequency of the Schumann resonance, which matches the alpha brain waves. You know, this is for overall wellness. It's made out of copper, which is amazing for grounding. That's what's tuned, the copper in it. And then obsidian. And obsidian blocks negative spirits, black magic. Don't believe me. Go research what obsidian's good for. Why the Mayans, why the Aztecs valued it so much. Because they knew its benefits. We were given everything by source, by the creator, that we need to protect ourselves spiritually, physically, and mentally. And all the products over there, I don't put products on, up there unless they have a holistic, energetic purpose. So go check them out. That's on truthfultv.com. That link is in the bio on Instagram and in the description on all other platforms. And make sure you guys become a made member of the Truth Mafia. We're 100% viewer funded, guys. So that's on truthmafia.com. My shop is on truthfultv.com. These are two separate websites. They're not connected. Truthfultv.com, the link's in the bio on Instagram in the description below. Truthmafia.com, you'll see the link in the bio and in the description below. And truthmafia.com is where I do my podcast, where I do my blogs, where all my friends are. The whole Truth Mafia team's over there. So go check it out. There's tons of content. We are the biggest alternative media platform worldwide. And then Truthful TV is where I do my bookings, my shop is. If you want to get a dream interpretation, you go over there. You know, they're 11 bucks. Use promo code DREAM, all capital letters, DREAM26. And you can get it for right around $8. We do the reading to let you know whether you're a first player character or a non-player character. Are you an NPC or an actual player character? Are you controlled by the AI, the Archons, or are you running your own life? You can find out that today. The link is in the bio on Instagram and in the description on all other platforms. And the day you book your reading, guys, it usually takes 10 to 14 days from your actual appointment date until you get your reading back via email. I'm just booked out so much that that's just the time frame. It's never going to change. So if you guys want to get a reading, you just book it. And you just got to be a little patient. But it's a detailed reading. It's worth the wait. Everybody that's got them, we got nothing but 5-star reviews. So I thank you guys for that. And thank you for watching this video. Make sure you hit the like button, share this video, Don't forget to go subscribe to our platforms on social media. Check out truthmafia.com, truthfultv.com, and most importantly, follow my Rumble channel, Truth Mafia TV, and on Facebook, we're Truthful TV. Truthful out.